All right, welcome back to another edition of the Second Opinion Loan Officer podcast. And I'm super excited today. I've got what I consider one of the OGs of content marketing. Hopefully you've heard of him, but also hopefully you haven't heard of him, because I think that Chris Johnstone is one of these little gems that not as many people know about that they should know about. Chris owns a company, or is an owner in a company called Connections Inc. They're based out of Canada. And I met Chris through Carl White's group, and he was doing really impressive, cool things with lead generation and conversion many years ago. And it was funny. I reached out to Chris and I said, Chris, I think my podcast might be big enough. I might have enough people. My mom invited my aunt over. So now I think I've got a big enough audience that I would love to get you, have a conversation with you and expose you to as many people as I possibly can. So thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
And Scott, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So man, you are good. Let's start with, tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started. And then let's ease into all this AI stuff. Is what, 8-9 months old? Like ChatGPT is November 30th of 2021, but you really grabbed it and integrated into your offerings. And I'd love to hear about that journey, because you were kicking butt before AI. And now I can only imagine your efficiency and your conversion is just going through the roof.
Yeah. So what we do is we book qualified appointments for loan officers. So whether that's appointments with referrals from past customers or new referral partners like realtors, financial planners, investment advisors, insurance lawyers, all that stuff. And then what we also do is we create inbound phone calls or inbound appointments from consumer direct marketing and advertising. So it's kind of database marketing, referral partner marketing, and then direct to consumer advertising and creating appointments from those.
Okay. That's awesome. So many people miss out on the database piece, right? Everybody's like, I need new leads. What I've also heard in this market, Chris, is a lot of people are like, well, interest rates are so low. My past clients have such low rates. I don't know what to talk to them about. What are you seeing with past client database marketing? What kind of reaction are you seeing in this market?
So what we find is that most loan officers are either using canned emails that are done by corporate, or they're doing nothing at all.
That's a rock and a hard place right there, isn't it?
And so what we've done is we had a program called the Database Activator that was designed to go out to your database and just check in. Hey, rates are up. Housing market's crazy right now. Do you have any questions? Can we help you with anything? Can we support you in any way? And doing that as a way to open up conversations, but also to build value, right?
Yeah.
I had a guest on our podcast who had a really good analogy that stuck with me. And he said, most lenders are only trying to reach out at a renewal date, or they get a trigger notification. Somebody else has pulled their credit and they decide that they're going to reach out. And it's so awkward and uncomfortable, because it's like, oh, hey, you haven't heard from me in 3.5 years, but here's this random phone call, like the day after you submit your mortgage app, right?
It's like you see an ex-girlfriend out at the ice cream stand with a new guy, and you rush up there and try to pretend like it hasn't been 3 years since you talked to her.
Exactly. Or like anyways, I digress on that topic, but that's a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
What I think a lot of loan officers don't understand is that if you just simply have a relationship and you provide value, you provide good content, and you ask for the business, there is an exceptional amount of referrals and business that can come from your database.
Right.
And you've really only got to be like at the maximum, or I should say minimum, like every 90 days, they should get a phone call, text, message, email, just checking in with them, seeing how they're doing. Because that amount of frequency is enough that they remember your name, they remember you're in the mortgage business, and you're looking for referrals. We had this process called the Database Activator. We've got a piece of software, all enabled with AI, that makes the phone calls, sends text messages, sends emails, and it just notifies you if somebody responds so that you can pick up the conversation and continue to do what you do. And then we added to that asking for 5-star ratings and reviews on Google. And this all kind of comes together. But right now, with interest rates so high, limited inventory, there's still referrals. And oddly enough, we are still closing refinance deals in today's marketplace from database marketing. But it's a lot slower than it was, say, a year, 2 years ago. So what we're doing is we're saying, what we're working on right now in our business is getting as many 5-star reviews on Google as possible. Could you do me a favor, head on over to our Google profile and leave us a 5-star rating and review? We had one of our clients, Michael, he got 61 5-star ratings and reviews in less than 2 weeks. And his database, we'd only reached out to about 225 people at that point.
Sounds like he did a good job first time around.
It's right? Well, and the thing was, he does such a good job for his clients and never asked for the reviews and never followed up post-transaction. So it was one of the first times they'd heard from him after the deal closed. There was value there, but many of them had not been asked for a review and they were just happy to do it because they wanted to support him. And he was just blown away. He didn't think anybody was going to leave him a review.
I don't want to go down too far of a rabbit hole, but I was literally having this conversation yesterday with somebody. They worked in a retail environment. Their corporate provided a rating, a review system. And those have always made my skin crawl because I've got so many stories. The company owns those reviews. If you leave that company, you don't get to take those reviews. And the biggest search engine in the world is still Google. And my friend Perry Marshall, I don't remember exactly what the numbers were, but it was somewhere around that. I think if you hit 100 on your Google reviews, like nobody will be even close to you. Like the Pareto distribution curve on online Google reviews. So I think that is such an important piece, especially in this market, because yes, business is slow, but confusion isn't down. Questions aren't down. Consumers have more questions and more concerns today than they ever have. They're just not making decisions on the same timeline that we would like them to. But demand hasn't gone away. People still want to be homeowners. There are factors right now. There are rocks in the river that's diverting the water, but the water's not slowing down. It's being diverted a little bit. Now you mentioned, so you've obviously recognized that. And this is one of your geniuses that I really appreciate is you spend some time making sure that Google My Business profile is optimized, is built up, and you're building those reviews. Now you said this was AI enhanced, or you're using AI in this process. Now what did you recognize? What opportunity did you recognize, and how did you implement AI in that process?
So that's a great question. And there's AI involved in almost every process that we have in the business right now. But I'll give some examples on the database side. But where we're really crushing with AI is on the SEO portion of things and getting our customers into that map placement. So there's only basically 3 loan officers that get Google as a referral partner.
Yeah.
Getting in that map placement with SEO is what we've just transformed. But let me back up to database marketing first. So the first problem that we have with most loan officers is they're not communicating with their database. And the number one struggle that's holding them back from that oftentimes is data management. They don't have their database in a system that can send emails and send text messages. It's like an Excel file. And we had one lady that we had to coach through the process of hiring a VA, or not a VA, but like a student that was on summer break to come to her office because she had 3-4 drawer file cabinets with all of her files in them. And she literally paid this student to like digitize her print files.
Wow.
So that's a huge thing. But most people aren't keeping up with their database marketing and they're losing the email addresses and the phone numbers. So with artificial intelligence, there's free bots out there that you can get that will just update the contact information inside your database that you actually have their email, their phone number, and their proper social media accounts. So when you do actually start database marketing, you can reach them where you can actually get a hold of them. So that's one simple example of how AI, in a matter of from start to finish, you're half an hour tops to get your database through this enrichment process to where we're seeing in some cases, like half of the contacts, you wouldn't have been able to get hold of them anyway because their contact information was outdated. So there's that aspect of it. But then there's also what I call conversational intelligence. So the system that we're using to send all of these messages is AI enabled and AI powered. And what it does is it reads just like it's ChatGPT on the back end. And what it's doing is it's reading the responses. So if you send out a database marketing piece, and let's say you've got 200 past customers, right? Half of the responses maybe are like, hey, thanks for reaching out. I'm good, but great to hear from you. Or not interested, or lose my number. There's all kinds of responses that will come back. But intermixed in that, and where most loan officers miss the opportunity, is, hey, my brother-in-law is about to buy a house. He would love to speak with you. Are you available for an introduction this afternoon? But if you've gotten three bad messages in front of that, and then two bad messages after it, you miss the opportunity for the deal because most people are just like, ah, I don't like seeing those messages.
This is the way this is going to go. And they just right? kind of, yep.
So the AI is able to read all of those messages and tell whether or not there's a positive connotation or a negative connotation to the message. And it will only alert you when there's a positive message that actually requires your input on it. And for all of the ones that don't need your input, it can now craft a response and automatically reply back to that person saying, hey, thanks so much for your input. Glad you and the family are good for right now. We'll reach out again in 90 days. All of that can be done by AI, 100% automatic. It's to the point where the loan officers really don't even need to write and send back the messages to unqualified leads. Everything is taken care of for them. All they have to do is take the absolute cream off the top of people that are actually interested, that want to talk to them or that want to send them a referral.
So you say positive or negative connotation, but sometimes people that need the biggest help will have a negative kind of connotation in their messaging, even though it's not directed towards you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I was dealing with this guy. He was a complete idiot. He dropped the ball. We don't know what we're going to do. Is your prompting identifying if there's a question there? And if there's a question, then it's also pinging them. And then the second piece of this, I'm not to the point yet where I feel comfortable just letting AI respond, but are you finding to a pretty high degree that you're comfortable with some of these not? Is it doing a good job so far? And how long did it take to train that? Have you noticed it learning? I guess I have a lot of questions because that's a really cool feature.
Yes. Not to name drop, but the CRM that we're using is called High Level. I've got an affiliate link. It's chriscrm.com. If you go through that link, we get paid a little bit, but what you get is all of our mortgage campaigns inside the system. And High Level is the one that is training and deploying the AI inside the conversational model. Now, they also have other AI bots that creates all your social media content, and they're applying AI to all different aspects of the business. But the conversational one is the one that I really like. But the benefit that you get there is that AI languaging model for customer support, customer service, and lead conversion and follow-up is learning off every single account that they have, which is millions and millions of users. When we turned it on, it was rough for about a couple of weeks. And now it's like, it's almost outrageous how good it is.
Yeah.
Because we have that system turned on for lead gen. So we do a lot of our own lead gen. Anybody that comes through a lead gen funnel, we have that system actively working and working those leads. And we watch it because our sales team is watching the messages every day. So if something went out, we would catch it and we would respond back and be like, hey, sorry, that was my AI engine. Here's the response. And so we would have to watch all of them if there was a slip up.
Okay.
That happens very rarely on the High Level side of things. It's very rare that we've got to go in and look at it. Now, on the other side of things, I have also taken all of our internal communication at Connection Incorporated. So anytime we get a customer support ticket, anytime we get any type of internal email, I use Zapier to take it from our email system, run that message through a couple of prompt filters that I have with ChatGPT. It generates the response and puts it back into our ticketing system. And then the person who's managing all of our customer support is either basically like yes, no, or modify. And they basically like got buttons. And it's like, when we started, half of the messages needed us to go in and modify what the response was. But every time we modify a response, it sends it back to ChatGPT and says, this was the question. Here's the rewritten response for next time. And so every time my customer support team is modifying it, it's learning in that system in the background.
So, this is a little geeky, but are you working off a one thread for like technical support? So Zapier is able to just feed that one thread and then get the response. Okay. Exactly. So that's how you're training it. You have this one thread on all tech support.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So fantastic. It knows our business name, the names of all our employees, what roles they're in, who they need to connect with on different messages about different things. It's pretty wild.
So cool.
Yeah. But you know, on our own internal system, I would say probably 30% of the messages that we're getting, we're still having to change it, modify it, send it out. But considering the fact that AI is really only like, what, 8-9 months old, we've only had that system up and running for maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
How fast it's moving is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Moore's Law just completely got broken. It's like it's accelerated like 100 times with AI. It's unbelievable. Okay, so let's get back. So your database engagement, so through Go High Level, and I know a lot of people that use Go High Level. It's a fantastic platform. I know people have built really cool stuff on it. So you've got database engagement, and it's responding, it's discerning between the responses and bubbling up to the top the ones that there's action, there's something that you should be doing about it. See, that's a fantastic time-saving piece right there. That is so good. And then you talked about, so is there anything else you're doing with the past client database? That seems pretty amazing. Did you notice, well, do you have AI writing the messaging? Are you having it to help with some of the messaging that's going out as well? Or are you still have humans writing the messaging to the database?
So the messaging to the database is still template based. Okay. We're gonna load these people into the database activator and run it. What we've done is I've got a mastermind community, and it's closed for membership right now, but we're about to open it back up.
Okay.
With a big partnership, we're going to be making a big announcement. So if anybody, our podcast is Loan Officer Wealth, the Loan Officer Wealth podcast. If you subscribe to the podcast, that's where we're going to be making the announcement.
Okay. We'll put that in the notes.
In our membership, we're always looking for ways to build relationships with top producers in local marketplaces, because today's marketplace, if you want to sustain the volume that you're doing right now and even potentially grow, you're not going to do it with the existing referral base that you've got and the database that you've got to grow both. Your database, you can only get so much because your database is only so big. There's only so many deals there. So what you have to do is you've got to go wide with the referral partners that you've got. And we created a strategy that covers both your database marketing and your referral partner marketing. And Scott, I'll unpack this really quick, because what we're actually supposed to be talking about is SEO, but this ties into SEO. But from like 30,000 foot view, I want to share this with your listeners, because this is incredibly valuable. I would say this is the second most powerful marketing strategy that we may have ever come up with, short of our actual SEO program. So what we do is we get our members to create a local show based around their local marketplace, right? Whatever marketplace they want. Some people are doing national shows. Some people are doing their own show. But the whole purpose of it is so that you can reach out to a top performing real estate agent and invite them to be on your show to give a market update. Because we have a concierge service that reaches out and makes phone calls to, we get the list, right? We use AI to compile a lot of our lists now. We get that list, we start making those outbound calls, and you need an offer to get a top producing realtor to meet with you. And it's very difficult to just talk to a top producer and be like, would you like a cup of coffee with this
officer? Yeah.
Super hard. Still effective, but you've got to put a lot of numbers through that machine in order to pump out the appointments at the bottom.
That's right. Well,
we discovered if you have a show and you're willing to interview them on your podcast slash show, it is so much easier to get a top producer to agree to be on that show and for you to get that initial meeting.
Yeah, 100% agree. I'm seeing the same trend with going out and inviting real estate agents on the show. Really brilliant strategy.
So what we've done is we've taken it to the next level and we've said, okay, we're not just going to focus on realtors, because consumer direct, if you actually want to run a podcast or a YouTube channel or a social media profile that actually gets engagement from users, people tune out because they don't want a real estate update every week. Like, yes, it changes pretty often, but what we're also doing is we're inviting financial planners, insurance advisors, attorneys, home contractors, solar companies. There are so many referrals right now of people that are like, rates are crazy. I'm not moving. I'm going to stay in the home and I'm going to put in the granny suite. Yep. I'm going to put in the pool. I'm going to stay here and spend the money on the existing property that I've got.
Yep.
So there's these huge swaths of referral partners that can arguably send more referrals than realtors in today's marketplace.
That's right.
And the show attracts all those people as well.
Yeah.
We're building all of the lists of all of those professionals using AI bots that are integrating with tools like LinkedIn and Google Maps to give us the list of contacts. We put them into these high level sequences that we've pre-built, and it's going out and inviting people to the show.
That's amazing. Right?
You get the show, and then there's AI tools that will take the show just like this one. You take it and you put it into this tool. It's called Opus.pro. And it can take long form content like a podcast and chops it down into shorts for you. So you get all these 45 to 60 second little snippets that are perfect for reels, all your short form social media content, which is where everything's going right now. And nobody knows how to do it. And automatically the AI spits out these clips that you can send back to the person that you've had on the show. So you say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Top Producing Realtor who was just on the show, here's six clips from our show with the captions on them, all edited, ready to go. Post these on your social media. I'd love it if you tag my handle and put a little link to my website. And here's some email copy that I've written, which is written by ChatGPT. So you don't have to think about it. You just say, hey, here's the interview. Here's the transcription. Write me an email to send to this email to this realtor's database of the link to the show. So now what the realtor is doing is posting you and your brand and your content with them on all of their social media. So you touch their entire social media following, and they're sending an email to their entire past customer database, also endorsing the content that you've been on.
Yep.
So every single episode that you produce, you're getting a following from their social media, you're getting leads from their database, and you've just built an exceptionally powerful backlink, because you take the content, use ChatGPT to turn it into a blog post, and get the realtor to put a blog post on their blog that links back to your website. Scott, for SEO, I can be the best SEO provider in the world and use all of the ninja SEO techniques that are out there for national brands that are trying to do SEO.
Yep.
If I can get five local contractors, a realtor, a financial planner, an investment advisor, an insurance company, a moving company, a solar company, a home renovation contractor, doesn't matter. If you get a local business that provides a blog content piece that's high value with video content and a backlink that goes to your website, that is absolutely unduplicatable by any of your competition. And it is simply a matter of time until you rank in the three pack on the front page of Google.
That's right. That's right. That's a genius. And it did come back around to SEO. That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't played with Opus Pro. I use Vidyo, Vidyo.ai. Very similar. It's for people that are listening, Vidyo will allow you to do 75 minutes for free. So the free account is up to 75 minutes. That's a lot of video. It's really nice. Like they have that stuff dialed. Like they do a pretty good job of it. Man. Okay. So we've covered past client database. We've covered the podcast, and it sounds like this new service that you have, you're helping them set up the show and set up their branding and all of that, or do they have to have their show and come to you?
So we have a document that's like step-by-step on how to create a show.
Okay.
And what it is, it's a mastermind where you can show up and actually see people successfully implementing the strategy. And then we have a daily office hours call. So my team is there for an hour a day where you can log into a group coaching call and be like, hey, I need help with XYZ. And you can literally share your screen on Zoom and my team will go through and do your techie work for you. So it doesn't matter where you are in the process. You don't have to wait for support. You can just show up and get support, or you can attend the call and see how other people are using the system and just use that to get further ahead on your own journey.
Okay. I love that. If you're not already, I would recommend people, if you're doing a video show, look at Spotify's video podcast platform. If you don't have that on your document, it's still free. And Spotify is really gaming their algorithm to try to beat out these long form video companies, primarily YouTube for podcasts. And what I noticed, what was funny is shortly after Spotify made their push for their free, so you can upload the video for free to Spotify, it'll syndicate it to every audio podcast platform on the planet. But what was interesting is not too soon after that, I noticed that YouTube has a podcast tab now. They want you to do video podcasts on the YouTube platform. So that's really good advice for anybody trying to start a show. Double your effort. Like, I'm a huge fan of doing the work once and amplifying it as many times as you can, right? Yeah. Repurposing and amplifying it. Okay, so we've covered database. We've covered using a podcast to reach out and build your business that way. Build your SEO with backlinks. You talked about, now you're also running traffic. You're running cold traffic too, right? You're running Facebook and Google ads for cold leads.
I am so glad that you asked that question, because the answer is no. And Scott, you have those moments in your career where it's like, if I do this, I'm basically going to nuke myself, but I just can't do this anymore. Sometimes you get to those points where you're like, okay, I'm just going to burn this thing down and I'm going to rebuild, because that's just the best way forward. So we were running quite literally millions of dollars in revenue managing paid advertising campaigns for people in the mortgage industry. And I made the decision to shut them all off. We will not run ads on Facebook for people in the mortgage industry anymore. I shut it all off. Wow. And the reason why is because we could generate a ton of leads on Facebook, run an ad, get that person, take them to a landing page, get that person to opt in on the opt-in page. I did that for a long time. Came to the realization, nobody calls the leads. Nobody follows up on the leads. So partnered with High Level, partnered with multiple CRM companies to try and solve that problem, built my own campaigns, built the campaigns inside the system and said, okay, loan officers, I'll generate the leads and I'll run the emails, the text messages, the follow-ups, everything, so that you get a response from somebody and all you've got to do is monitor the response and reply back to the response.
Yep.
I would literally go into people's CRMs and there would be text messages say, what's your link so I can submit a mortgage application? No response. So I was like, okay. And I'm not saying that it was the loan officer's fault. That's my fault, because they're not used to that. They don't know digital marketing, and that's okay. So off I went to solve that problem. We started our concierge program. A concierge is literally a North American-based professional appointment setter that watches the CRM, makes all the outbound dials, vets all the leads, and books the appointments. Okay. So all the way from I can run your ads, generate your leads, put them in a CRM, run the CRM sequences, and have somebody full-time on the phone that calls the leads, vets the leads, books the leads. Even running that system, I would book appointments for loan officers and they wouldn't show up for the appointments.
Oh, geez. That was a different market, though. Maybe.
I guarantee you, even still today,
we would still
have that same problem. Because here's the thing. When you run a paid ad and you drive somebody through a funnel, you're chasing that person. And fundamentally, it doesn't matter what business you're in, there is a difference between chase marketing and attraction marketing.
Yep.
And running paid ads to cold traffic to try and get those people through a funnel, even with everything that I put in place, like our clients that were crushing it were maxing out at like maybe a 4%, 5% conversion ratio. Of like, so buy 100 leads, get 5 deals, and the time window on that could be 60, 90, 120 days, 6 months.
Yep.
Right? Could be a year until you get your conversion rate to that level. Well, I don't know many people in the mortgage industry that are willing to go through that, unless they're like a massive organization trying to go national, trying to scale through paid advertising. Your average branch manager doesn't want to go through that amount of hassle. What I discovered is that I had a lead source sitting in front of me where our good friend Carl White, his branches fund roughly 17% of the inbound phone calls that they get from the front page of Google. So what I discovered is if I can go to that same customer and say, hey, look, let me do your database marketing for you. Let me call your past clients, email your past clients, text message your past clients, give you something of value that you give to them on a regular basis and build that relationship while at the same time getting 5-star reviews on your Google profile. Then use AI and what we've discovered about AI and the new algorithm where we're like absolutely crushing rankings. If I can get a loan officer on the front page of Google to rank for their name, competitors' brand names, and people that are just looking for product-specific information or a loan officer or mortgage lender, those people read the reviews. They're already ready to move forward in today's marketplace at today's interest rates because they're the ones that are searching for the information. Yep. They're on Google looking for a loan officer, somebody to talk to. They've read the ratings and reviews, and the way that we do it, we also ask realtors, financial planners, investment advisors for them to leave reviews. So people read those reviews and they're like, oh, if a realtor is willing to endorse them with a review, I'm willing to call this company. And the loan officer doesn't have to do anything except for the phone rings and they pick up the phone and they take a mortgage application. And the client has already done the majority of the work for the loan officer to get to the point where they're like, yeah, I'm ready to move forward. When we discovered that and how powerful it was to turn Google into your third best referral partner, you've got past customers, you've got referral partners, and you've got Google. Google's getting more questions every single day than all of your realtors and anybody that can connect to your past customer database.
That's right.
We just turned Google into your referral partner and get inbound phone calls. And as soon as we discovered that, it was like, we're burning the bridge. The boats are burned. We're not doing paid ads on Facebook anymore. We are 100% focused on, we're going to take 2 clients per market. We're going to work with 2 loan officers per market on this AI SEO thing. And we're going to work your database and set you appointments with referral partners. And now that's all we do.
Wow. Wow. That's a big deal. And it's really smart, man. Okay. And then if they have their own like blog post, or if they have their own website with a blog, then that's rocket fuel, right? Like that just amplifies what they're already doing.
Exactly.
And then how big of a part is it of this show? Because then you're tackling YouTube, and then now you've got YouTube and Google under your belt, which are the 2 largest search engines in the planet. YouTube, especially, I just saw an article yesterday or 2 days ago that was saying that Gen Z is spending most of their time on YouTube. They're getting off of these short form social media sites. As a matter of fact, there's a trend going away from smartphones, going back to clamshells and flip phones because this Gen Z generation, what they also said is that more than something like 65% of them watch all of the ads and can recall the advertisers on YouTube.
Yeah.
And like, I know that I watch a lot of YouTube and I wait for it to pause the ads, but there just isn't that much ad play. So I think you see it all. So like you, I love what you're doing, because that really is, that's the whole point of the Second Opinion Loan Officer podcast, is that you're never going to, rarely are you going to be the very first person to answer their questions about qualifying for a mortgage. They're going to go to Google, but they're going to get caught up in a call center, or they're going to find somebody who's transactionally minded and doesn't want to answer their questions. And then they're going to go out and they're going to look for more information. And that's your Google reviews. That's your product information on your Google My Business. That's your blog posts. That's your YouTube videos. And then they're going to know and trust you before they even reach out to you. Man, I really have to applaud you for having the guts to look at that and say, because quite frankly, you know, we say this to loan officers all the time on the marketing side of the table. We're like, you've got a niche. You can't just be everything to all people. You have to choose a niche and you have to go with it. And your brilliant insight and your experience just allowed you to find, hey, this is where we need to niche our business. So first of all, anybody that's listening to this, I highly encourage you to reach out to Chris. If you don't reach out to Chris, I highly recommend you listen to what he's saying. Past client database, doing some sort of content type of a show, and focusing on your Google My Business and your reviews and building out that profile. And it's free. Like, the Google My Business part is free. The work definitely isn't.
Yep.
But I also recommend you, this is one of the things that I say, yes, you can do it, but should you?
That's right.
Hire somebody that's already made all the mistakes, knows all the best practices. All right, buddy, we're coming up on the time. I told you we could blink and 40 minutes is gone. I'm going to put links to all of your stuff, but how can people find you? You have your podcast. What's the best way for people to contact your company?
So there's a link, AISEO.connectionincorporated.com. I realize that's long. I apologize, but
no underscores or slashes in there.
No, nothing. And so AISEO, which is artificial intelligence SEO, AISEO.connection, no S, connectionincorporated.com. Okay. And there people can opt in and get a video where I show exactly how we're using AI in the SEO process.
Oh, cool.
You can see case studies of existing customers of ours, the results that we've already generated. It's a very useful investment. And then that's how people can get a hold of us.
Fantastic. All right. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And I really appreciate you coming on here and being so transparent and sharing everything. Is there a last comment or a last thing that you would like to leave everybody with that you think people should be paying attention to, this whole AI stuff and what impact it's going to make on their business?
100%. So in the future, there's going to be two loan officers. There's going to be an AI empowered loan officer, and then there's going to be a loan officer that's trying to catch up or that's obsolete. And eventually one is going to replace the other. AI is not going anywhere, and you can get 10 times the amount done with the same amount of effort, produce a better result at the end. And we're in an interesting market cycle right now, Scott. And I think it needs to be said to the mortgage industry, if you're still here, you're in it.
Yep.
And what happens every single time, this is my third major cycle. Technically, I've been through four. And there's a cleansing of the marketplace, just like there is in the real estate marketplace. The people that are doing 1-2 transactions a year just because they got their license, because they think it'd be fun to do part-time. But if you're a career professional in the mortgage industry, we are going through the bottom of a cycle right now that cleans out the industry, and it leaves all of the deals on the other end for those of you that have done your systems and your processes. Now is the time to learn and implement, because we are going to go back to a point where 16 months ago, our biggest problem in the mortgage industry was we could not get enough underwriters because we could not process enough fulfillment. You could walk into a grocery store and say, refinance anyone, and you could walk out of that grocery store with a deal, right? Those times have changed, but they will come back. It's cycles.
Yeah.
So now is the time to put the systems and processes in place. And AI has to be part of that journey for loan officers.
100%. Man, 100%. I could not have said that any better. And that's why I love you. thank you for coming here. This has been fantastic. And again, anybody wants to reach out to him, you can find him in the show notes. And Chris, I look forward to next time we talk. Always so great. Thank you.
And Scott, thanks for having me on the show. Great to see you, brother.